Okay, we're making fun here. It's doing great. All right, let me stick this in my pocket. Well, I talked to my dad today. He's going in for some kind of procedure to clear up his prostate. Hope that goes okay. I don't like it when people go ripping and tearing into me. Kind of avoid it, to be honest. Oh, popcorn. We got the popcorn, the traditional popcorn going out. So I pick up usually on Thursday or so. My last trip to the temple for a week, I'll get some popcorn on the way home. There's a crash site. So I'll have popcorn for going home. To Lisa Jane. And popcorn for going back out. So here I am with the popcorn going back out. Let's see. I've been thinking again for a little while to go back to NetBSD. My preferred operating system for computers. And it was just a thought. Well, I was back with Lisa this weekend. Ran a bit of a of an update. Usually, because I was using an old version of Debian Linux. I was expecting no updates, because there usually are no updates. And it must have picked up a few updates from the somewhere. Tried to install them, goofed up the networking, and I spent a little bit of time trying to resurrect it. But then I said, you know, forget it. Wanting to go back to NetBSD. Now is the time. So, last night, I pulled together my poor computer has some problems too, to be honest. Regardless, installed NetBSD. Actually, I installed first I installed this kind of appliance-ish virtual host, but it wasn't almost immediately doing something good. So I decided, no, you know, and I kept my mind, put on that NetBSD, it'll be happier. And so I put on NetBSD, got it going pretty fast. Watched Donnie and Marie's 1978 Christmas special, which was really nice. I got the web server up. Then I got the Gopher server going and started transferring all the data. From one drive to another, so it's local. That was going okay. I still have to do HTTPS. Gotta get that running. Get my certificates worked out again. Might as well just grab a new set of certificates. First I need to get the dynamic DNS stuff going. There's a really bright star, bright planet. It's been a planet. For what seems like weeks. Here in the southwestern sky. Brighter than bright. Fantastic. Anyway. I need to get the dynamic DNS going first, and then I can go ahead get HTTPS going again. Not really the most vital thing. I don't see any big reason to have secure. HTTPS as such, not exclusively, back on NetBSD. Trying to remember why I got off of it. A while back. Oh, it's because I wanted to run Zope and Citadel, and I've never been able to get either of those to run. Adequately on NetBSD. It's not particularly popular. Back in business again. Not too much of a hassle. I've predominantly because I have a web-based Mudish client for it. It does a few pretty cool things. Based on the Navigiary allegory. With it for a little bit. Talked myself out of it a couple of times because it's such a fringe thing. Back in the 90s. Overcome by, the web and stuff like that. based a lot on individual text adventure games, which I always liked. When I got into computers, popular games to play, and these were on terminals, so yeah, no graphics, it was all written out and mostly text. If you had any kind of graphicism, it was done with text characters and stuff like that. The two biggest games were Star Trek, there was another one, the map and text characters, fight monsters, stuff like that. It's called Moria sometimes. NetHack, maybe? No. Anyway, and the Colossal Cave. Was a text-based adventure game written by a guy who did caving, spelunking. And kind of the forerunner to Zork, games like that. I got TI-994, and with a disk drive, for Pete's sakes. I really saved up my money and spent money to get this stuff. And I did the Scott Adams Adventures. A lot of those. Came out on disc. So, I played several of those. I don't think I ever, they always talk about, well, you could complete one. I think I only completed the original one that Scott Adams wrote. I think it was Pirate Adventure. And I think I bought a few more and never. Never got much past that. Anyway, I had heard about these MUDs, multi-user dungeons. Some of them are called MUCs. Multi-user, well, you can call it whatever you want it to. Experience. The one that I've got is called had Mush. Mush is a multi-user shared hallucination. That whether anybody plays with it or not. It's a creative endeavor. Based on my Navigiary allegory stories. Two of them published, one of them still in the works. I think ultimately I'm not much of a I don't think I'm a very good novelist. It ends up being like a storyboard. Something like that. I don't know, you know, Mushes are not rigged like MUDs are. They come really well pre-built. Among those. Open up a space, populate it with monsters or challenges. And, I would often get frustrated with that. With the motif. I mean, I'm okay with going out and battling things, I guess. But I'm mostly about, and not even about puzzles. Sadly, after a while, trying to get into the, if you wanted to keep things challenging, your puzzles made less and less sense. I was never much about the puzzle things. I could solve them, but they seemed kind of a distraction from almost the story going on. You could beat your head up against a puzzle, and you could forget why on earth breaking down this puzzle was even something that needed doing. And of course, when you have a multi-user one, things have to be different. A single player playing a game like the Scott Adams games, it was really, you know, once a puzzle was solved, it stayed solved. You got a key, or you unlocked a door, or some passage opened. And the whole thing was solved. I'm going to the bathroom real fast. So, and that's a tricky thing for a multiplayer one, because it's no fun for the people who come later when the puzzles have already been solved, when the doors have already been opened. So there's various ways you kind of make it so that these things work for various games. I'll be right back. Let me pause this real fast. Okay, pausing.